You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This podcast is brought to you in part by our friends at Charlie Hustle Clothing Company. Charlie Hustle is a vintage-inspired clothing company based out of Kansas City that specializes in collegiate and hometown apparel. Charlie Hustle wants you to be the best-dressed fan this season, so be sure to check out their wide selection of officially licensed collegiate apparel today and show off your school spirit all season long. With over 30 schools to choose from, they've got you covered with all your collegiate apparel needs. Shop today at www.charliehustle.com. Charlie Hustle, vintage made fresh. This podcast is brought to you in part by Modern Appalachian Kitchen, a small, local Morgantown business is giving WVU fans and Morgantown something to talk about. This local candy kitchen is home to the marshmallow couch. That's right. Now you can relive the infamous WVU winning celebration with a couch that you can eat instead of catching on fire in the middle of the street. Order your marshmallow couch and other sweet treats at modernappalachiankitchen.com. We are part of the 1012 Patreon. Please be a part of our 1012 Patreon where you can get behind the scenes information, show participation, and other things. It is www.patreon.com/1012network. Thanks everyone for listening and supporting the Raspy Voice Kids.
This is Jordan Leslie and you're listening to the Raspy Voice Kids.
We are the Raspy Voice Kids. I am Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I also hate Pitt, and I'm joined by my brother,
Jeremy Nicholas Phoenix. I'm in the building. We back again, baby.
It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a podcast to rep to. But here we are, back and better than ever, ready to rock. All right, so guys, it's a new era. It's brand new for West Virginia University, for the basketball. We are for basketball anyway. For the hoops squad, we have a new leader, a new coach, and Darren DeVries, 48-year-old coach from Drake. He's now in the Mountain State. Jeremy, do you have thoughts or opinions on the hire?
Hey, look, and Ren, I trust. Ren did a great job on the women's side. Mark Kellogg, we don't get to it. So I had faith that he would make the right hire when it came to the basketball coach, and it looks like he did, man. All these 21 seasons, six straight for Drake. Ren Baker said, and I quote, "When you go to cut down a tree, you sharpen the axe for 6 hours, and you actually cut it down the last two." He's like, "I've been sharpening my axe for 9 months. Oh, if that doesn't inspire, belief and passion." I love that quote. Looks like he went and got who he needed to get. And here's my thing, Brandon. Everybody talking about it says it's a home run. Now, granted, that's happened before.
Yes.
That's happened before. Yes. That's happened before.
Yes.
But I believe in Jay Wright as well. And Jay Wright came out and said some good things about DeVries. And I'm I'm trying not to be too pumped about it because we'll see what we have when the product is on the floor. And I've learned after being a Mountaineer for so many years of my life to wait for that. But so far, Ren did a great job with the women's coach. Looks like he did a good job with the men's coach. Bringing over Tucker, his son, transfer. I'm feeling good. I'm optimistic right now.
Here's the thing, Jeremy. I'm with you. Earbeard tweeted that the reasons he liked DeVries, he wrote this on the day that DeVries came. Drake won 24-plus games every season except for one. And even the one that didn't win 24 games, they still won 20 games.
Drake
finished first.
Drake
finished first or second in their conference 5 of 6 years. And Drake won his conference tournament 3 of 6 seasons. Now, people are going to say, yeah, that's Drake. That's the MVC. That's not the same competition level that you're going to have in the Big 12. But the same argument can be applied to Darren DeVries' teams. Drake didn't have the caliber, didn't have the NIL backup. He did not have the caliber of program that West Virginia has boasted for decades. He did not have the fan support that we have in Morgantown and across the state and across the nation, really. There are so many things that make West Virginia far more attractive and far more competitive, which, in my opinion, should give him the chance to compete for titles, not just winning games, compete for championships in Morgantown. But there's more.
Go ahead.
Josh Witt. I'm Josh Witt from Unreasonable Doubt, says that Darren DeVries' record in games after losses in his 6 seasons at Drake, which would be the only 6 seasons he's been a head coach, 38-11 after a loss. He doesn't lose teams. He keeps them focused. MVC tournament record, 12-4. Overtime record, 12-8. Now, non-conference road or neutral, so either on a non-conference in a non-conference road game or on a neutral floor against KenPom top 100, DeVries is only 5-12. That's the only blemish, the only negative thing I've seen from his record so far. But I'm a believer. And Jeremy, you said something.
1-4 in tournaments too. Huh? NCAA tournaments. 1-4 in NCAA tournaments, yes, too. Don't forget that.
Yes. But Drake has always been the underdog in those situations. You know?
Look, I'm a firm believer in, like, there's a lot of people who want to talk about, like, quarterbacks. Oh, JJ McCarthy, he's a winner, 27-1. I don't give quarterbacks and systems, especially when you're playing in the Big Ten, as much credit. Tim Tebow, he's a winner. People want to say winners when you've won a lot, and I get it, but it's a little different when you're a player. When you're a coach and you win, now that makes a difference, Brandon.
Well,
when you're a coach and you win 20 games a year, that's you putting together a team and making them win any way they can, using their strengths, you know what I mean? Accommodating their strengths and playing to them. That's different than when the reason I say this is because the draft's coming up and everybody wants to say, oh, this guy's a winner. Yeah, we'll see how much he can win when he's not playing the Big Ten or a bunch of, you know, it doesn't have an all-star cast around him. You know what I mean? And I'm not hating old J.J. McCarthy. Yeah.
You kind of are, but go ahead.
I am a little bit. I am a little bit. But my point is, DeVries has done it. 20-plus wins 6 years in a row at Drake. When you win as a coach, it's different because you recruited those players. You implemented the system. It's more on you.
Now, I will say, if a coach wins 1 year like Larry Coker did at Miami, that does not tell me anything. You inherited those players.
Nothing.
Tells me nothing. Darren DeVries has done this 6 seasons in a row. He's done this. And what that tells me is it's not reliant on one player or one class of players. You've been able to do that across the board, graduating players, and you still win. You know?
Larry Coker is the greatest
one-hit wonder.
One-hit wonder of all time.
For sure.
And we all know what it is. Like, we don't even have to say it. We all know what Larry Coker was. But whatever. Yeah, I got you.
So now, Jeremy, the question is, with this DeVries hype, I saw somebody put out, because it's not just DeVries. There's a lot of Kool-Aid to be drank.
And people are making nicknames for him already.
D-Rock.
DDV.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I'm okay with it. But like I said, I'll call him whatever he wants if he wins us a natty. And forget that. If he wins the Big 12 championship or a Big 12 tournament championship, then I will call him whatever he wants. I'm telling you right now. D-Rock, DDV, whatever you want to call him, I'm good with it. I'm good with it.
DeVreezy. Okay, that's my name, DeVreezy. But anyway, he didn't earn it yet, so I ain't gonna even say it.
Okay, so Jeremy, there's a lot of Kool-Aid going around that people want us to drink. I saw somebody tweet today, they put out and they said, imagine this. August 31st, WVU beats Penn State. The men are fighting for a Sweet 16 berth. The women are fighting in the Final Four. We are so back. And I saw many a person tweet that West Virginia is so back. And it's not just West Virginians saying that West Virginia is so back. The Big 12 accounts tweeting West Virginia is back. 1012 Network, shout out to Phillip, saying West Virginia has a great hire. Like you said, Jay Wright, Greg McDermott, so many different people just chiming in, talking about how excellent this hire is for Ren Baker and West Virginia University.
I feel like it doesn't make me a negative Nancy. Well, you know, when I look.
So
my
question is, are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
And let me answer it like this. I don't play the guitar, but when I hear the guitar, I can understand and appreciate fine art.
Guitar is fine art?
I'm not a painter. But if you paint something amazing, I can appreciate that you've done something that was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some kind of fine art. Like, I can appreciate art even though I don't do it myself. The people who crush the souls of West Virginia are artists. I don't know who these sports gods are, but every year they think of a new way to get us so hyped. Brandon, the pictures they paint are so beautiful. The songs they strum are amazing. And it all leads for one thing. Brandon, think about our basketball season this year.
Yeah.
All the transfers coming in before everything happened and Huggy stumbled and we go 9 and whatever we were.
9-23, I think.
It was just so sweet. I'm just thoroughly.
But you're saying before Huggy,
I can appreciate
but then Huggy happened, and we knew it wasn't going to be a good season.
Yeah, Brandon. But before that, we were talking about all the transfer we're getting in and how we were going to the Final Four, and Jesse Edwards and Kerr Carissa and Jose Perez, and every year they just know how to do it, Brandon.
Well,
they're artists.
So are you drinking
these
the Kool-Aid?
These gods
or
are artists.
Are you drinking it or not?
No, I'm not. No. No.
Let me tell you something.
I've lived long enough to see it. I've seen it over and over and over again. No. The answer is everything in me, because I'm addicted to it, is going to say, this is what you want. You believe in it. And I'll get the shakes. But I'm not. I'm going to refrain this time. I believe it when it's on the court and we're winning. And not out of conference. In conference. Okay?
So, I'm not drinking Kool-Aid either. I'm with you. I'm not drinking Kool-Aid. But I will tell you this, Jeremy. While I'm not drinking Kool-Aid, I do have expectations.
Yeah, you do have expectations. And we're here right now. 3 months from now, when we get into summer, oh, buddy, trust me, this thing boils up. You're on the exact same pattern that you always have been, my friend. We're both addicts. We're both addicts, and so is the whole state. And you're on the same path, just letting you know.
Well, Tucker DeVries, 2-time MVC Player of the Year. People talking about the fact that he's on NBA radars.
It's a nice piece to get
Tucker DeVries.
Sounds about right.
We're already starting off on the bad spot because everybody was excited about Tucker DeVries, and then he shows up at the press conference with his arm in a sling.
Yeah.
He had shoulder surgery.
Brandon, it's the same thing.
So is he going to be healthy? I'm sure he's supposed to have a great recovery, but we'll see.
We'll see if the NCAA allows him to play. That's not really the question, but last year for one of our players, it was. There's always something. Brandon, you're on the same path. You're on the same destination, my friend.
As who?
As all the other West Virginia addicts. As all of them. Right now, you're a little excited. You know, I'm telling you, here in a few months, right before football season starts, it's going to be the same thing.
Well, I was excited. Speaking of excitement, I was more excited to see West Virginia University basketball led by Mark Kellogg and J.J. Quinterly take on Caitlin Clark than I have been for any sporting event since the Pitt game, probably. Since the Pitt game, the Pitt football game, way back in early football season, September. And Jeremy, I got to say, I was close to not being disappointed at all. What would you say your experience with that game was?
It was exactly what I thought was going to happen. Our team played great. I was on the fence on how much... Brandon, we showed up. We played out. We were better than Iowa. We should be advancing.
I disagree.
Anybody who has eyes knows what happened during that game. Now, I tweeted out a couple of days before that exactly what was going to happen, because you cannot have Caitlin Clark not advancing in this tournament. That's too much money. Follow the money. It wasn't going to happen. But our players, I was thoroughly impressed with Mark Kellogg and J.J. Quinterly and the defense that we put on them girls. Man, we played ball. We were the better team, and there was no way. We had no shot of winning that game.
Yeah.
Because of the money.
Yeah, like, so my thing is, like you said, the NCAA knows where their bread is buttered. Caitlin Clark broke another record, courtesy of West Virginia fans and the Caitlin Clark Experience. 4.9 million people watching that game. The most watched non-Final Four women's basketball game since I don't know when, maybe ever. I think it's ever. And Caitlin Clark, if she makes it to the Final Four, is going to top the men's Final Four, because there are no stars in the men's tournament. So the women's tournament has Caitlin Clark. They have Angel Reese. They got Kim Mulkey. You don't have any of those people. You've got none of those names, none of those stars in the men's tournament.
This is about the money.
So what I'm saying...
This is about the money. Go ahead, go ahead.
So, no, I'm saying the same thing you're saying. So if you don't have stars, you don't have eyes. When you don't have eyes, you don't have revenue. And the NCAA needs revenue. You know what I mean?
No, there's no question. This is like the Shohei Ohtani. I saw the thing where they said Pete Rose had 4,000 some hits and he was only one interpreter away from being in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
No, this is true. Shohei Ohtani signed a $300 million or $400, I don't know how many millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars did he sign? There's no way the MLB lets him go down when he's their cash cow. Same thing. Caitlin Clark, cash cow.
Nah.
I'm not even mad at the NCAA, the Women's Basketball League, because this is what you have to do. This is about money. Yeah.
And by the way, Jeremy,
college basketball, college football, all these things that are on TV, they are TV shows which make money based on ratings. Nobody wanted to see West Virginia move on. Well, nobody with money in their pocket did.
The thing is, Jeremy, you said that Caitlin Clark is Shohei Ohtani. It's not even close. Caitlin Clark is so much bigger than the Women's Basketball League, than women's basketball, period.
Brandon.
They're so much bigger. Brandon. She's so much bigger than the WNBA. She's so much bigger than the NCAA tournament. She's bigger than, she is Michael Jordan for the women's game.
She is. She doesn't make as much money because Ohtani just made $300 million and she's only being offered $5 million to play in the Big Three League and $10 million to play in Dave Portnoy's thing.
Yeah.
So, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But apples to apples, she's bigger than it all.
Yeah, she's bigger than it all. If Shohei Ohtani doesn't play this year, baseball doesn't lose that much. If he was playing for the LA, for the Anaheim Angels, or Los Angeles Angels, whatever they are, and nobody watched
Cincinnati
their games.
Reds.
Huh?
Cincinnati Reds. Shout out Corey Turner. Or Cincinnati Reds.
No, what I'm saying is Shohei Ohtani used to play for them and nobody watched them. Now he plays for the Dodgers. It's a good marriage. It's a good combination. It gives the MLB a better shot at marketing him. But he doesn't move the needle. People watching games. I don't watch Shohei Ohtani. I watch his highlights, but I don't watch him. I tune in to watch Caitlin Clark. I did it in the Final Four. I did it in the championship game. I did it when she played WVU. And I'm not the only one. Millions of people do it. So the question is, Caitlin Clark beating West Virginia getting ripped off, because we both agree they got cheated, was that good for West Virginia University women's basketball?
And I'm saying absolutely, because this is what I told you. I feel like 5 million people watched this game. They watched West Virginia play the right way. More importantly, after the game, when they went to the press conferences, the coach and the players said the right things. Everybody comes back. I feel like it will live in the memory of everybody who watched the games. Not a lot of people watch college basketball, women's basketball. But when they do, when you have those few teams that they actually do watch, they're going to remember. So next year, when West Virginia is a top 10 team, they're going to remember watching what they did to Caitlin Clark. I feel like this is nothing but good, 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 because we bring back everybody. And now, because we got ripped off and even Dame Lillard and everybody else was saying it, I feel like we may be the darlings, the princesses, not necessarily Cinderellas, but the darlings and the princesses, you know, where people actually know, you know, where everybody knows your name. I don't know. What is that? What is that? Shoot. Anyway, I can't remember what show that is, but they know our name now.
You didn't sing it right, because it took me a second. It's Cheers. Everybody knows Cheers. Your name.
Yeah, well, it's a little past my age bracket, but still, that's what I was trying to do, the Cheers thing, whatever, everybody knows your name. But the thing is, I think everybody knows West Virginia's name, and everybody saw that they got ripped off, everybody saw what kind of quality basketball team they are. I think this is nothing but good, 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 good for next year, because you talk about teams, and you talk about pushing teams that people like, now they know West Virginia, hey, hopefully they'll cheat for us next year.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. I think it's not bad for West Virginia. It doesn't hurt West Virginia in any way. But Jeremy, nobody cares. We watch because we're West Virginia fans. And other people watch because they're Caitlin Clark fans. Or they hate Caitlin Clark and they wanted to see her lose. When Caitlin Clark is gone, no one will care. Nobody's out buying J.J. Quinn early jerseys. Nobody's out buying Kaya Watson jerseys. And they should, because ain't nobody mad at no Kaya Watson.
Yeah, no. Holla at your boy we see in the streets. Okay?
They should pay attention to these women, because these women play hard. These women play well. They are exciting. They're energetic. They play a fun brand of basketball. But I don't think anybody cares, Jeremy. People don't tune in to watch games. The way I know is because people weren't tuning in and watching West Virginia when they were doing things they hadn't done for a good amount of time under...
But now that 5 million people have watched them and liked their response and liked who they are, I'm not saying there's going to be 5 million next year. I'm saying those who do tune in.
And you have to remember, here's the other thing you have to remember. Mark Kellogg went out and said that thing about sending Caitlin Clark packing. So everybody was tuned in. He ginned it up. The media ginned it up. And there was something to watch. I guarantee you, we're talking Sweet 16 now. So Caitlin Clark's in the Sweet 16 playing Colorado. I bet you 5 million people don't watch.
We'll see. And let me just say real quick, J.J. Quinterly in the West Virginia defense, I get locked up, they won't let me out. When I watch Caitlin Clark, Brandon, she was locked up.
And rattled.
Her turnovers were so horrendous. I watched her throw the ball directly to our team multiple times because she was confused. She is more Reggie Miller than she is Steph Curry. I'm going to say it right now. Wow. People talk about her being the best. There, people want to talk about her being the best player in college, women's college basketball. That's not it. Gino Auriemma came out and said Paige Becker clearly is the best player in the country. The chick, Watson from USC, Southern California,
Juju,
who's a freshman,
Juju,
is the juice. I watched Caitlin Clark. She can shoot. You know me. Me and you were big fans of her.
Huge fans.
I watched her against West Virginia, and it's not about her attitude. It's not about this and that. I just watched her skill thing. Yes, she's a great shooter. Yes, she has a quick release. But she has to work on her handles. She has to work on her eyes.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. And that's the thing that jumped out at me. She does not handle the rock well enough. I think personally she's not.
She's not Steph.
She's not Steph Curry.
She's not Steph.
She's not the female Steph Curry. She's not. She's just. If I were her.
And I'm not hating, because she's going to be a good player. But she's not. You're overshooting it and you're reaching too much on purpose.
You call her Reggie Miller. I call her J.J. Redick. Because to me, that's the role she'll play in the WNBA.
And by the way, I don't know if anybody else has watched WNBA ever, but Teresa Weatherspoon, the Hall of Famer for the New York Liberty, that is who J.J. Quinterly is. She's great defense, great leadership, great ball handling. Not necessarily a scorer, but will score when you need to. Teresa Weatherspoon, that is who J.J. Quinterly is. But anyways, continue on.
I hope the best for Caitlin Clark, because I don't hate the girl. I just don't love her like I did last year. She seems like she's got a little more attitude than I remembered. It might be because she was rubbing salt in my wounds because she was beating my team. And it's also why, like I said on Twitter, this is why I wasn't mad at Angel Reese being in her face. She's beating West Virginia. Yeah, she's not in anybody's face. But instead of going to the line to shoot her free throw, she's making the crowd get up and make noise. She's trying to get people rah-rah and rowdy. And
even though she can't get a clean shot, our team was shutting her down. That's why they only had one bucket in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. What I'm saying, though, is my thing is it's unsportsmanlike to do that. Get to the line, shoot your free throws, get the game over, then get the crowd raucous, then celebrate with your family and friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my thing with...
No. And speaking of 1-2, Brandon, I know you didn't want to bring this up. What was the D-backs owner's name?
Ken Kendricks.
Or general manager? Ken Kendricks. I know this is weeks old. I know people are tired of it. Move on, but me and Brandon haven't talked about it. Sorry for you. Turn it off if you don't want to listen to it. Huggy versus Ken Kendricks. What you think about that whole thing, Brandon? I know me and you both have feelings. We talked about it back and forth. We never did a show. Here, you know what? This is our show. So we're going to talk about it right now.
Yeah, real quick. I didn't want to talk about it either. I'll be honest. I am sick of talking about Bob Huggins. Bob Huggins has taken up too much space, negative space, in West Virginia conversation for the last year. Nearly a year now. He's taken up too much space negatively in our discourse, in our conversation.
So you won't be buying a Louisville Cardinal jersey. Gotcha.
They're already in talks with somebody else. You saw that?
No, I didn't see that.
I saw something where Bob Huggins said that he would love to be a coach at Louisville. He's always admired the program. He's always liked Louisville basketball. He brought up Denny Crum, famous Louisville head coach in years past, decades past. And somebody, I think Fran Fraschilla tweeted, yeah, and I'd like to be 6'3" and blonde. Basically saying.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Love it.
Bob Huggins is not getting a major job. If he does, I'd be shocked. Absolutely shocked. But there are a lot of reasons. And the main thing is because he's 70 years old. Most schools are not looking for a person who's 70 years old to lead them. They're looking for young and energetic. And I just think his time has passed. He had his retirement job. He let that slip through his fingers because of decisions that he made. And that's where we are. And I'm just tired of having this conversation. But I will say, Ken Kendricks made a lot of good points from my perspective. I thought he was too harsh with a couple of things that he said. I thought they were disrespectful and they went beyond just talking about the job and became personal attacks that were unnecessary.
I feel like when Ken Kendricks talked, and like I said, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm completely wrong. But you know, when people get their personal feelings, you can feel when it spills out just a little bit more. And that's what it felt. It felt very personal. It felt like Ken Kendricks was mad at Bobby Huggins because he's dealt with Bobby Huggins before. But more importantly, I feel like Ken Kendricks said, I done spent all this money on Kirk Carissa, Jesse Edwards, for this team to go 9 and whatever they went because you can't keep yourself under control. Now I've lost all this money personally. Because you can't keep yourself under control. I feel like that's where we were. I feel like that's what happened. What we heard was his anger about him losing so much money that he spent on this basketball team to make them a Final Four team, an Elite Eight team, or whatever you want to say, that went 9 and whatever. And he's pointing directly at Huggins saying, you screwed this up. You stole my money. You made this a bad investment.
Yeah, and like I said,
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Here's one of the things I'll say to you, something I didn't say before. We didn't hear Ken Kendricks say this. We read it. You know what I mean?
I felt it.
Exactly, because you read it, and then you came to your own conclusions. I don't know how he said it. I don't know what he sounded like when he was saying it. I don't know if he was angry and hyphalated and dramatic. I don't know if it was that way, or if he was just saying matter-of-factly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter to me. I heard what he said.
And the other thing is,
I understand. When I saw Charles Barkley cheering so hard when Villanova hit that shot from half court, and he was celebrating like nobody's ever celebrated, he didn't say a word. But I knew what the tea leaves told me. But I knew who had money on that game.
The thing I'll say about Ken Kendricks is, Ken Kendricks, of course, he founded Country Roads Trust. So, of course, he's got money tied up in it. But I don't think this was any more than, I mean, think about it, Jeremy. Did he come out and say anything about Neil Brown or the football team when, what's his name? Terrible mustache. The quarterback that came from, that played at Rice after us.
Yeah. The one who's hiding with Diddy. No, sorry, no, that's too far.
Way too far. An absolute stray bullet for no reason.
For no reason. Why did I say that? Oh, what's his name?
Yeah, JT Daniels. JT Daniels got broken off. He got paid like nobody else, according to every report and rumor I've ever heard. You didn't hear anything from Ken Kendricks when we didn't win anything, when we lost to Kansas. Ken Kendricks did come out and talk, though, after the Fiesta Bowl.
Brandon, because you lost. This, with the basketball team, wasn't about a loss. It was about something off the court that happened that changed everything.
Okay. I still think if he's worried about losing his investment and not getting a return on his investment, then JT Daniels and that football team did not get a return on investment, did not go bowling. Rumors of Neil Brown being fired.
Bad investment is one thing. Somebody sabotaging the thing because
I don't know, Jeremy. Ken Kendricks says in his statement, he starts out by saying this is the second time that he's lost his job because of drunkenness. So to me, Ken Kendricks also made a bad investment if he was betting on a guy that he knew the background of. And if anybody hears...
Yeah, you're right. All I'm saying is when I heard it, and I can't justify it either way. All I'm saying is when I heard it, felt like somebody...
and that's the other thing. And the last point I'll make about it, and I said this to you already, Ken Kendricks has a history of speaking out about WVU sports when things don't go the way he wants them to. He has a history of that. After the Fiesta Bowl, when they hired Bill Stewart, he said, it's like your architect got fired and you went out or quit, so you went out and hired the painter to finish his job. Now, why in the world would Bill Stewart catch a stray like that? Was he invested in Bill Stewart?
I don't know. All I know is I love Ken Kendrick, and if he ever wants to holler at me for anything.
Oh, holler at JNP, you? Now who's Diddy? Talking about holler.
Call me what you feel. JN Fiend on Twitter, Ken Kendrick. Holler at your boy.
It's awful weird, son. I got to be honest. You should have said pause at some point in that sentence.
Nah, well, no need to pause. I said directly what I felt.
But can we say this? We're done talking about Huggins unless there's any news splash somewhere.
I'm with you.
All right.
Real quick, can we talk about... I just wanted to put this on air so people know that I said it. I'm more of a believer in Jaden Daniels than I am Caleb Williams. I just wanted to say it so it's been said on air.
I think Caleb Williams
is like the Peyton Manning. This is like Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf. I'm going Jaden Daniels over Caleb Williams. It's not going to happen. I'm just saying, I like when my eyes tell me with Jaden Daniels. That I just want to put them 2 cents out.
I don't know about Jaden Daniels because I haven't paid much attention to him and I haven't read any reports about him. But I did read reports of scouts on Caleb Williams saying that a lot of the stuff you see Caleb Williams do, the extemporaneous plays, off-schedule throws, a lot of that stuff is because Caleb Williams is not reading a defense and he's not playing the quarterback position the way it's supposed to be played. Not because he's Patrick Mahomes.
Also, when he talks about owning, like, I know that this has been taken back way back, and I don't know if they said it was substantiated or not, it was real, but he was talking about he wanted to be part owner of a team, whatever, whoever he signed with.
Yeah.
Feels a little bit like RG3, the diva, RG3, who said, I'm not going to run certain plays when he went to Washington. I don't know. I'm not rooting against him. I'm just putting my 2 cents. Jaden Daniels, I feel like he's the truth.
My thing is, I don't like calling RG3 a diva, because I feel like Jay Gruden, wasn't it Jay Gruden? Who was his coach there? Or was it Shanahan?
I have no clue.
Either way, whoever was at Washington, I feel like they put RG3 in a bad position, putting him out there when he was hurt. They didn't protect him. But anyway, that's a whole different conversation. I don't even know why we're talking about that. What I will say is, I'm with you. I don't think Caleb Williams is going to be the star that a lot of people project him to be. And I don't know about Jaden Daniels, so I'm glad you said it so we can go back and talk about it. I will say, we have a bet about Wemby being the rookie of the year, and that's pretty much sealed.
Sealed. And also, Brandon, have you been watching Deuce? Have you been paying attention to Deuce?
Deuce is on a tear right now.
Now, you done traded away all the guys that were in front of him. I can't remember the two guys. I can't remember. But the two guards who were in front of him, Deuce has been able to actually play and shoot and play a lot of minutes. Deuce is making us proud. The Deuce is loose, man. And here's the thing I can't get enough of. Go to YouTube. Go watch the games. Go watch the highlights. The first thing they start with is talking to Tom Thibodeau about Deuce, how much Deuce has gotten better and his shooting. And, man, you just can't be more proud of what Deuce is doing, repping West Virginia. I love it.
Yeah, I love it, too. And the thing, like you're saying, is it wasn't just one great game. Like, his last game, 9 threes, 29 points. He's been doing this over a stretch. The guy's legit. He deserves to be in the league. He's going to have a career as an NBA ball player. So it's wonderful to see. I love it. It's good for all of us as well.
100%. Anything else you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about Diddy? You want to talk about Kate Middleton?
I want to talk about Neil Brown.
Real quick, I just had to finish this up. Do you want to talk about how come every time he come around my Baltimore Bridge be going down like...
I know you guys should make a song about the Baltimore Bridge crashing. I know.
Brandon.
I know we're going to have to cut this. My Baltimore Bridge is going down. Are you crazy?
Brandon, it's so terrible. I was devastated.
We got to cut this, son. We got to cut this.
Why? Why?
Okay,
why?
Who cares? Fine, whatever. That's your. You said keep it. Jeremy Phoenix said it. The Baltimore. He's the one said
it. Sorry, y'all. Go ahead. Because of y'all, Brandon. Go to y'all.
I would like to talk about Neil Brown saying he's back on social media. Jeremy, do you know? Did you even notice that Neil Brown wasn't on social media? Huh?
Oh, sorry. You're going to have to keep going without me for a second.
What's wrong?
Whew, my cheeks are hurting. Oh, my last joke. My last joke still hurt. Cheeks are still hurting. No, I didn't know he wasn't even on social media anymore.
You know the last time he posted on Instagram before 3 days ago?
No, I do not.
April 29th, 2023, nearly 1 year off of Instagram. Right?
Wow. Okay.
So a year off of Instagram, no let's go tweets from Neil Brown. You know, when they would get a player. Let's see. He did repost. He did some reposting, but he wasn't tweeting. May 1st, 2023. So almost a year on Twitter as well. And even wow. Then, he was just reposting stuff. What do you think about the man saying he's back on social media? How do you feel about that? Do you have any feelings, any thoughts?
Well, now that you say it, I honestly didn't think about it before. But, like, you know, he's back. He actually got a new contract. So, that for me, I feel like it just showed me that he didn't know what was about to happen. He had no clue. And obviously, it worked out. He got the extension. He's still here at West Virginia. Hey, I'm back. Let's start tweeting again. Figured out what happened.
So what you're saying is he took time off so he could focus on his job?
No, I think he took time off because he didn't know what was about to happen. Why am I going to tweet about this team that I have nothing to do with? You know, that I have nothing to do with.
I have a problem with that.
Oh, snap. Oh, I'm back. Okay.
Yeah, I got a problem with that. I feel like it is your job in this day and age to be active on social media for your fans, but more importantly, for the players that you're recruiting and that you're trying to get at. And I feel like he got off of Twitter and he got off of Instagram because he couldn't handle the heat. Now that he's won one season, he feels safe coming back.
I think it's more about the contract, honestly, Brandon. I think it's more about the contract. I think because if you're going to stay here and recruit to West Virginia, you need to be on there. And I think that it was up in the air as to what was actually going to transpire, whether we were getting a new coach, whether we were going to extend him. And I think he got out too early. Now, I'm with you. Like, I feel like this is an indictment on him because how do you get out before you know what's going on? But he's back now because he got the extension. You know, if it were the Heat, then maybe he wouldn't have been back. But I feel like he was here because, hey, look, I got a new contract. Oh, yeah, I know I'm going to be. Hey, I need to promote this. Yeah.
Now, I will say the bottom line in all of this is if he wins, I don't care what he does. I don't care if he lives under a rock and never comes out of his house except for on Saturdays. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely not. I don't care.
But I don't think he's.
I want to win.
I just want to win. But if being off of social media helped you win, then you should stay your butt off of social media. If it has no impact, then why were you off for a year? You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Y'all can tell me.
I agree with you. There's something weird going on with this. I haven't quite, just because you just now brought it up. You told me a few days ago. I didn't really think about it. Now that you're actually saying it, there's something deeper here. There's a reason. There's not a reason. You didn't just, hey, I'm off of Facebook, everybody. You know what I mean?
No way.
There's a reason. So there's something deeper. And I like the question that you ask because there's something deeper. But what it is right now, I honestly don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just reading into it. Maybe I'm reading too much. All of this will be water under the bridge if we win.
Yeah.
If we win, son. Anyway, that's it for the Raspy Boys kids. Man. Y'all know how to get at us. And as always, we ask you, please get at us. We love you, so please love us. And as always, holler at your boys.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.